Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So let me get this straight. You don't like hippos. You don't like pandas.
I don't. Again, I don't dislike
what,
these
what
creatures.
What animal are
I just
you in favor of?
I'm not enamored of them, as some seem to be. That's not old. Old people like animals. Why did I get old man on me? Because I don't like anything. And I don't like Halloween either. And I'm not dressing up. Fair enough.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Day 12 of Wisconsin's Morning News, a Friday morning driving into the weekend. Busy weekend ahead. Eric did something that I thought you said you weren't going to do. You stood in line.
Well, yes, you're right.
We've been talking about in-person absentee voting, the IPAV, early vote here in Wisconsin, as it's sort of colloquially called. But technically, it's in-person absentee voting, and it's underway now. Today would be day 4. The numbers are robust. Wisconsin Elections Commission reporting nearly 200,000 people have voted in this method already in just 3 days. Total number of absentee ballots, so we include the folks who voted in person in that manner, plus those that have been mailed in or collected from a drop box by a clerk's office, were well over 500,000 votes cast already in Wisconsin.
In my defense, I waited 30 minutes in the falls.
It's fine.
And the line didn't actually look that terribly long, and I had friends that I saw there, so it was kind of nice. I got to commiserate and chat with other people.
Hello, fellow citizen.
Yeah, right.
It's nice to see you.
It was kind of nice.
Doing my civic duty.
But I will say this, like, had that line been out the door like we've seen, I would have kept on driving. I would have come back a different time. But it was about 30 minutes, and there was a significant amount of people in front of me. The line moved. She told me when I went up to the front, the one lady who checked me in, so to speak, she said one of the main issues, and we've known this, is that, like, when they were waiting for those labels to print out days earlier with the slowdowns, it would take like 10 minutes sometimes for those labels
to print one label.
Yeah. So then they were just writing them. In fact, I think she even wrote mine down just to get, you know, because there was a bunch of us there. So she's cranking it out, just writing down my information instead of waiting for the label to be printed. So, I mean, it was fine. 30 minutes, I'll take it. Now I'm done. I got my sticker and I'm good to go.
Reports of long lines at polling places, not just in Milwaukee, not just in major cities. Eric's in the falls. I talked to a guy yesterday. I was out in Waukesha at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet there doing a remote. And guy said, yeah, I vote. Went by City Hall in Waukesha on the first day. He said the line was 2 hours. So I skipped that. Went back the next day. Hour and a half, he said he voted or waited in line to vote.
Oof,
and so
that's a long time.
These delays in these lines are being caused in part by the robust turnout, but also, as Eric mentioned, the system that is not working properly.
Right.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports once again. This is their statement from local election officials who continue to experience delays in this absentee ballot label printing process. And the reason that this is important is when you vote in person on election day, you get your ballot, you fill it out, you go feed it in the machine, right?
That's good.
Well, not twice per voter. That would be a problem.
But, careful.
Right, that's the noise that makes you feed it in. If you're voting absentee, which technically in this quote-unquote early voting period is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's an absentee ballot.
It's just you're skipping the mail process. You are filling out a ballot, but the ballot then still has to follow the absentee vote procedure, which means it goes in an envelope. On the outside of the envelope is information that is typically printed with one of these labels. Mm-hmm. That is the system that's delayed. Eric mentioned, yes, clerks or their deputies who are executing this process can go ahead and fill out those envelopes by hand. But obviously, that takes longer as well.
So then you bring it to the front. They seal it up. They're the witness. You sign it. You put it in the big old lockbox, and you're on your way.
And then they start feeding those through on election day. So that's why these delays persist. Wisconsin election officials have said they are working on it. They've got IT involved in it. They say actually other statewide systems seem to be affected as well. So this is part of it, but it's maybe part of a larger issue. It's not so much elections related. And this is not something that would cause a delay on election day if you plan to vote November 5th.
Right.
So that's important to note as well. So hopefully they get that cleared up as these lines. You know, one of the reasons people like to vote early is, yes, they want to avoid Election Day or they want to make sure that they've done it, but also because they want to avoid the what is perceived to be what would be long lines on Election Day.
And it sounds like things ran much smoother, despite obviously still lots of interest, which is great, but everything was running smoother on Thursday.
In terms of campaigning, what do we have for major visits coming up? I don't see Vice President Harris returning.
Define major. Surrogate or related to a candidate or?
No relations. No surrogates. I want candidates only. So
candidates
president,
only.
Vice president.
Okay, so here's what we have. As of now, Senator J.D. Vance will be in Racine on Monday night. And former President Trump is expected to hold a rally at the Resch Center in Green Bay. And that would be on Wednesday.
And then we are hearing that former President Trump is going to be in Green Bay
on
next
Wednesday.
Week, right?
Yeah.
And that, did you say that?
Yes.
Sorry, I was distracted by a text from a friend.
Good. That's nice. Well, it's nice to know your phone is that important right now.
It just came in, and she says she and her husband went to vote on day one, and they live in Oak Creek. No labels being printed. We filled out all our stuff. We're in and out in 5 minutes.
See? Good.
So, like, there are different stories
Everyone has a different process.
All right, so you mentioned the Republican visits, and neither of the major candidates on the Democratic side?
We have the First Lady Gwen Walls from Minnesota.
Count. Well, husbands, wives.
I gave you the ones then.
Surrogates, yeah. Okay. The big event for Vice President Harris today, she was with Bruce Springsteen yesterday and Beyonce tonight.
Yes, and that's in Houston.
I'm interested in that. I mean, obviously.
The Houston thing or the Beyonce thing?
The Beyonce thing and the Bruce Springsteen thing. In terms of the optics of that for her campaign. Obviously, they will draw a lot of attention, and palling around with stars brings that attention on you. Those stars are also influencers in their own right. But, however, if you look at a weakness in the vice president's ability to connect with voters, it's tending to be middle America. It's tending to be blue-collar workers and all of that. And I wonder how they look at that and say, does that speak to me?
Versus Hulk Hogan at the RNC.
Right. Well, and at the convention is one thing.
It's a little bit different.
At the convention, too, is one thing. You expect that. This is just out on the trail. And I'm not saying it will work or won't work. I'm curious. That raised an eyebrow for me because the traditional wisdom would be, you want these stars out there. You want big events and whatever. But everything is different in these last couple election cycles. And I wonder if there's that voter who's maybe on the fence of who speaks to me and my issues, and they look at that and say, that's not me, that's not reflective of my life, or what the vice president likes to call my lived experience. That's not my lived experience there.
For those seven that still may not have decided yet.
The seven.
It's possible.
Who was your guy at the event in Brookfield? Did we play that? Did we ever find that bite?
Oh, I think I have it. I'd have to.
To the undecideds, you had former Congresswoman Liz Cheney was here, and former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney here campaigning with Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris, and they had this joint event, and there was a Q&A, right? And they were calling on people in the crowd in Brookfield.
Yes, and I'm not sure.
Do
if
you
I
have
can,
it? No.
I don't
what
know
was
if
the guy's
I can
name?
Find it. Dan.
Dan.
Well, so they introduced Dan. Yeah, see, he is an undecided. And Cheney looks at him and says, come on, Dan. Like, really? You're an undecided? Like, they still exist?
Not even one way or another.
Yeah,
how are you undecided?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly a lot of folks have made up their mind because we're well over 500,000 votes cast already in the state of Wisconsin. 820 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Oh, yes. Undecided voters. The same people you see at the ice cream shop asking for 12 mini spoon samples. It's a $3 cone, asshole.
Oh, yeah.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. A nice one. A lot of folks have trick-or-treat this weekend as well. Our community goes 4 to 7 on Sunday in Greendale. A lot of Sundays out there. Some will be Saturday evening.
Now, will
where
you
it's a little
be,
more spooky.
Will you be answering the door on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. It's after the Packer game, so I like to see the kids.
Okay, good.
Tell them to get the hell off my lawn.
Do you communicate?
Hey, no walking on there. Da-da-da-da!
Use the sidewalk, please.
Sidewalk, please. Oh, look at that garage door, huh? That's brand new. Mm-hmm. You like that, kids? I got a treat for you.
That's your treat.
Yeah, now walk along. Did I read the forecast? No, I didn't. Clearing skies and a high of 63 today. Sunny on Saturday with a high 57, mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high 62 degrees. So you remember the HR guy in the office, right? Toby?
Yes.
Toby is in HR, which technically means he works for corporate. So he's really not a part of our family.
He was branded by office manager Michael Scott as the no fun police. Yeah. And there's, that probably resonates to a degree with anybody who works in an office, right? Sometimes gets the bad rap.
We are going to make a do not mock list.
Okay, so probably a good idea, though. As a human resources management company called Stratus HR has a timely blog out, and it's about the office Halloween party. And we had ours yesterday here.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yes, at the
night.
Company. Mm-hmm. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He attended. Did you go to the Halloween party?
I was there.
You brought the kiddo?
Brought buddy, yep.
So ours is a little bit different. It's not like the raucous whatever. It's family friendly. In fact, folks who work here are encouraged to bring their little ones to come around and trick or treat. And we decorate various things and whatnot. So that's not really what this HR company is aiming at. They're talking about when you have the office party, maybe off site or maybe after hours, and they have some recommendations.
Wait, is this 2004? Is this even still a thing?
It's the top 10 things either to do or not to do.
Okay, so what not to wear at the...
Yes. Number one is keep it classy. And there's a suggestion that folks avoid outfits that are skin-bearing, risque, or overly gory.
No quote-unquote sexy costumes.
Right, the sexy nurse or the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stay clear of tragic events or religious innuendo. Probably should go without saying.
Tragic events?
Well, right. If you're looking back on something tragic in the news and somehow thinking like, oh, I'm the victims from this.
Oh, from this.
Ha, ha, ha.
The Menendez brothers' parents or something like that.
Might fly on State Street at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
I got it.
Probably not at the office. In fact, number three is just flat, don't be offensive. I like this line. It's as if it speaks directly to me. Think outside your sense of humor to consider whether or not your costume might offend someone.
Right.
When I fall down in comedy, it's there. It's like, wow, hilarious,
of course
right?
It's funny.
No, I wasn't trying to be. No, I just meant, funny.
I thought you knew offend.
Yeah, I mean, like, your nose is big. That's all. I thought you knew. On that, one of the recommendations is don't dress up as your coworker.
While
it may be funny to some, your coworker may not find it quite so humorous. Eric did that last year.
I broke
it was
that
our boss.
Rule. I dressed up like he would dress, and I had a giant gray wig on instead of his color hair, just to show that that's how he's going to be.
Well, it worked out though. Mike liked it.
Yeah, he appreciated
it.
I think.
It was okay.
I don't know. Maybe not.
You had hot costumes for this year.
Oh yes. You mean the ones that are
like
real
what are
trendy?
People wearing this year?
Yes, you'd like to hear some of these?
I don't know. I suppose.
Well, Mark Bites with HalloweenCostume.com, he talked to ABC and he says that one of the group costumes that are big,
Ghostbusters, that's up over 80% year over year. It's becoming a really popular family themed costume.
All right, so Ghostbusters is up this year for whatever reason. But here's the surprise hit. He says the surprise hit costume of the fall. This is the one that flew off the shelves. Didn't see this one coming, but a thing's a thing.
I still don't see it.
It comes in the form of Mudang.
That hippo just really kind of took over the internet. And so we ended up selling out of all of our hippo costumes in September.
Yes, the cute viral sensation Mudang, the little hippo who was born this year. You're shaking your head.
Well, let's start with you had hippo costumes? Like you had a certain stock of, we were all sold out of the hippo. Like who's buying that anyway?
That's a cute little plump little hippo baby.
I just didn't get the whole viral sensation of the baby hippo. We've had baby hippos like since ever.
So let me get this straight. You don't like hippos. You don't like pandas.
I don't. Again, I don't dislike these creatures.
What animal are you in favor of?
I'm not enamored of them as some seem to be. That's not old. Old people like animals. Why did I get old man on me? Because I don't like anything. And I don't like Halloween either. And I'm not dressing up. Fair enough. Are you making me dress up this year?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. We'll have a theme. We'll figure that out this weekend.
Well, one of the reasons I don't like to do it is because I got other stuff to worry about. So you tell me what you want me to wear and I will wear it.
All right.
I mean, within reason.
Well,
and it came from the Hippo because apparently they're sold out.
So, Debbie, we can't do French made outfits, actually, because
That's right.
The HR list has that on there. It says don't wear that.
I like this last one as we go here. Be sure you can still do your job. Sure, it's great to be the house that fell on the Wicked Witch, but will you really... .8 38 in Wisconsin's morning news.
So
yes, my question is this it? Is this the one that finally goes through?
We haven't had anything move on this story for a long time. It's been what, more than how long has this been discussed? This specific item that's been on many agenda. How long has it been?
Well, this is kind of a relatively new plan, but the whole idea of how to save the domes.
Oh, so it's not a flag story. Oh, all right, never mind. I thought we were talking about the flag.
That will never die. Okay. Will never be resolved.
Yeah, so the domes.
Our children will debate it.
So we're moving forward on the Mitchell Park domes. There is at least a plan on the table that's different, where the Friends of the Domes, which is this organization that clearly wants to save it, wants to create it, wants to make it something bigger, better, stronger with revenue attached to it, that is now moving forward, and it will go through to the Milwaukee County Board in November. They will vote on it here in just a couple of weeks.
What I find interesting about this proposal, and we could talk about this ad nauseum, and so we try not to bring up, you know, retread the same topic that never goes anywhere.
Correct.
What I think is interesting this time is, number one, it has a good chance of going somewhere, like ending the conversation and actually moving forward this time.
The domes reimagined. And basically, the county board would put some money down from the Milwaukee County taxpayer, et cetera. But then the Friends of the Domes would take over and then be putting in the rest, putting in the revenue, perhaps putting in a gift shop that would bring in some money, some other revenue-based ideas. There is talk of like, hey, there should even be another dome. I mean, that's all kind of out there.
And that's number two for me, is that this idea is more than just let's not spend $75 to $80 million to get to as is.
Right.
How can we move it forward? How can we enhance the property? And you've heard me bark about this all the time. I talk about coffee shops in the parks or different public-private partnerships. Are there ways to enhance attractions that aren't enough to be self-sustaining anymore for whatever reason? Get the county out of the business of subsidizing that and bring in private sector business that can enhance those opportunities. So why isn't there and I don't say it should be this franchise specifically, but why isn't there a Rainforest Cafe type of thing at the domes? Where now you've created a day of it. Now you have another revenue source. That gift shop, right? Why isn't it kicked out and expanded?
Well, and they've had weddings.
Put a train in there. Give me something to ride.
There's weddings. I mean, maybe there'd be a new creation where they would have this kid-friendly dome area. So maybe that's where birthday parties could be. That could bring in some money that way. Anyway, it passed through one of the committees on Thursday. It now heads to the full county. So there's actually going to be a vote on this new reimagined plan. On November 7th.
No, wait. I will stop you there.
Domes reimagined. That's what
because how many times have we said there's going to be a vote?
Well,
and then somehow, some way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, that's never happened before. All right. Well, I hope one way or another. And if it's a no for some of the county supervisors, fine. Then it's a no. But let's not kick this can any further down the road. Up or down vote on this proposal. It's one of the unique and best that I've seen so far. 8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. .8 46 on a Friday morning, Wisconsin's morning news. You know, we work hard on the rundown of the show every day. You know, some things make it into the rundown. They end up being news stories, things that we talk about. Some things don't. Greg Pancake Hill produces this year's program. Got his nickname because he used to work at the Pancake House on the south side. So at the end of the week, we task Greg to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a segment we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
If my intelligence is artificial, why am I a better radio host than you?
Oh no, you guys. I think this might be it. This might be it for us. They've done it. You might go, no, I've heard a version of this story before, but this one, oh no, it might seal the deal. Off radio, OFF radio, Krakow in Poland has finally done it. They have made AI radio hosts. Okay, now, they're being called presenters. Okay. And like, I know, I like to bring a little levity to this part of your Friday, but this kind of looks like the real deal. Three personalities on this radio station are handling on-air duties, and that means everything from the typical radio stuff, getting in and out of breaks, tossing to a song, and also talking about social issues. So I did this digging, and I found this website. Well, the website, it was in Polish, so me and every publication of this article that I read used AI to translate the website from Polish to English.
About AI.
Indeed. So there are three total presenters with AI-generated photos and little blurbs about themselves. Now, people obviously critical of this, including all of the staff that was laid off by Radio Krakow a few months ago. You don't say. An open letter by former radio host Mateusz Dembski protesting getting rid of real employees and replacing them with AI, calling it a dangerous precedent. I would agree. This same station used AI presenters and simulated a fake interview with a Nobel Prize winner who died 12 years ago. Also pretty creepy. Okay, so you're kind of getting nervous, right? Like, if this is what they can do, guys, is this really the end of what we do here? Hold on, wait a minute. Radio host AI? Yeah, they claim to be all that, but let's see an AI host do our show. You know what I mean? Can they do impressions of the machines that they claim to be?
That's a good pencil sharpener.
That is pretty good.
Solid.
See?
That
is pretty good. Or can an AI radio host not get through a live read correctly?
It's WTMJ's Vince Vitrano here. You know, I played sports my entire...
Yeah. You think a radio, you think a robot could do that?
No.
No? Or how about the important questions these AI hosts are asking to their listeners? Might not be as important as this.
You could have been asked, why are we slapping asses at all?
I mean, come on.
I don't even remember saying that.
Or, when was
you
this?
Sure?
Or impromptu hire an a cappella group to sing happy birthday to your host?
It makes me think of the good old days. Oh, happy birthday to you. You sure.
AI doesn't even have birthdays.
That's
how
right.
Are you supposed to get a birthday sing on your radio show if you don't even have birthdays? Or can they even be on track to correctly make the boldest Packers call in the world?
The X-Man, Xavier McKinney, he's going to have at least 10 interceptions.
10?
Yep,
wow.
Double digits.
Now that's bold.
See, I mean, come on. I don't like to see AI do that. I mean, seriously, computer or not, the hubris cannot be matched, and with good reason. Did you just hear all the sound bites I played?
How did I get to this point where I was super awesome?
That's just what I'm saying. And honestly, if you want to really come to it, I'll go toe-to-toe with any AI producer who claims they could come up to with anything as close as awesome as the Wisconsin's Morning News 2023 holiday special, the Halloween special.
You heard a noise, turned around, and saw Santa Claus charging at him with an axe.
You're dead, Billy. Ho, ho.
Ah! Yeah. Come on, AI. What you got? You think you can make that? By the way, 2024 Halloween show.
Coming up
next week. A little teaser for you there. Because AI ain't going to bring me down. No way. So the many takeaways I had to this point, including I couldn't find any podcasts or recordings of these AI hosts, by the way. Great start, because you can get full podcasts of this very real show run by very real humans wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can text Vince to the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. I have everything podcasted up until this very moment right now, folks, because this moment's going on live. I can't podcast in real time. If a robot can do that, then fine. Bring it on. But until then, I don't think so. The main point I want to make here, though, I say bring it on, AI presenters. You think you could do to us as best as this, as better than what we could do? AI, I got one universal drop for you. What I think all that even your little robot big fake brains can recognize exactly the message I'm sending to you. Do you need a wall to run through right now? Or...
Slow clap, man.
We need
the slow clap.
Slow clap.
Yeah, bring it on, AI. I'll see you in the zeros and ones, as they say.
How did I get to this point where I was super awesome?
Good.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Take you through the weekend here. Clearing skies today. We had some much-needed overnight rain. High of 63. Clear skies tonight. High school football playoffs begin tonight, and we'll have a lakeside low of 40 degrees, 34 if you're further inland. And then Saturday, sunny high of 57, mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 62 degrees. Yeah, high school football tonight. My triumphant return to sweet alma mater, Wauwatosa Eastie.
So you're going to the game because East is playing West.
First of all, Tosa East has not been in the football playoffs since ever.
Okay.
Got to be 20 years. We had a couple
really?
Of years after I graduated where we were okay. We never made the playoffs when I was there. But that's when like two teams made it from every conference.
So do you like that you're playing West? Or?
No, I don't like that. It's like I don't want the Packers to play the Bears in the playoffs. Like Packers-Bears is in and of itself like enough of a rivalry. There's so much juice there. East-West is its own entity. And actually, East lost to West earlier this year. Rematch.
Redemption.
Right. East is the higher seed, so we'll be on the home side of the bleachers at Hart Park in Wauwatosa.
So I asked you about the Tosa West Rock, which had always been vandalized or thrown paint. You know,
I don't know anything about that.
And you said that the rock is no longer there?
It's a thing. There was this giant rock outside Tosa West High School, if you know, just off of, Center Street, right?
Yeah, in that area, yeah.
Little west right of 124th Street. Highway 100, I mean. And yeah, the thing was when for the East-West game, whether it was basketball or football or whatever, you went and painted the rock. And then the West folks would get all bent out of shape over that. And there were some years where there was going to be a defense of the rock and whatever. Right, it was largely pretty innocent fun. I drove by West the other day. I think the rock's gone. Correct me if I'm wrong, please, Tosa Nation. But I thought it wasn't there anymore. Maybe they moved it. They got tired of having it painted up by the likes of us.
My kid's school is traveling to Arrowhead tonight, so that'll be a
tough pull round one of the playoffs. That's a tough pull.
It'll be a good game. Good game.
Let me see. The Panthers, because we live in Greendale now, we are on the road playing Obama School in Milwaukee. So that's a tonight game.
So are they all Friday night games? Remember back in the day, weren't there like Tuesday?
They were like a Tuesday. Your last game of the regular season was on a Wednesday because then you needed some prep time for the playoffs, which began like on Tuesday or Wednesday of the following week.
Yeah,
that's all done now since we have 38 divisions in high school football.
And even then, not every team makes it. Sometimes by mistake, they don't make it.
I think it's 7 divisions in high school football right now. So because of that and how they've reshuffled things, you're still weeks out from getting to Madison. But everybody, I think, is largely tonight, unless you have a home game on a Saturday afternoon.
And the weather seems okay tonight for a game, right?
Yeah, should be good. A little crisp.
That should be good.
Weather good for trick-or-treat if you have that this weekend. I know some communities go like Saturday, early evening. We are Sunday in Greendale, 4 to 7, I think. Tosa was always, when I was a kid, it was noon on Sunday. Noon the Sunday before.
Oof, period. Noon.
Yeah, it's just out there, noon to 3.
We're always Halloween in the falls.
Yeah,
Halloween day, no matter what.
Traditionalists.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. These kids, they should be able to go out on Halloween.
Yes.
All out there in the falls. Yes. We can go out at night.
Come on now.
Right.
Go get your candy the hard
best way. To everybody who's doing that. You have to inform me as to how you want me to dress up.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Halloween. Not a big fan. But I'll do it for you.
I know you will. You're good like that. I appreciate that.
WTMJ Political Power Hour is up next with Steve Scafidi.
It's Miller time. Yeah.